Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss Chris Pratt's homophobic church, J-Lo's Grammys Motown tribute, Shallow sweeping at the Grammys, Disney sequels, Valentine's Day, and Corey's mail arrives live mid-recording. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hello, Corey.
Can you absolutely not make it work?
Make it work. Wait, what's the fake
no,
one?
No, the fake one is figure it out.
Figure it out. Okay, designers.
I think that's from Happy Ending.
I feel like she's
she's like, my uncle is Tim Gunn's cousin, and legally he can't say make it work, so he's all, figure it out.
Let's go, designers. Figure it out.
Figure it out.
Wait, can you do a Tim Gunn impression? Come on.
I have headphones in, so it's like I can't hear my actual voice. Figure it out.
Make it work.
Now I'm like losing it. The further away, the more I say it, the more I'm losing.
Are you going to watch their new...
No, whatever it is, no. Wow. It's just not for me anymore.
They quit Project Runway. I mean, you really don't watch any TV. You don't even watch Big Brother anymore.
I know. You didn't even watch.
You would have loved Celebrity Big Brother. And let me tell you why.
Tell me.
It's a whole season wrapped up into 13 episodes. And literally, like, every episode, somebody's ass is going home. So it's not a lot of fluff. It's not a lot of this and that. It just cuts down to it. Bitches be walking out the door every other day.
How long calendar-wise does it last?
I think for them, it's like 28 days or 33 days or something.
That's a long time still. I thought it was like 2 weeks or something.
I mean, I'm sure they're all getting paid at least $100,000.
Let me just confirm that they're not. So that's that on that
season two. I heard that's why there was like big drama. People like quit like 2 days before they were supposed to go in because apparently it was like leaked that some people are getting paid more than others or some shit. Well, I don't know.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I didn't look it up on Snopes though, so that could all just be fake news.
Then who knows? You know, yeah, I don't really watch a lot of TV anymore. A lot of my favorite shows I've abandoned. Big Brother. What else? What else did I never finish? There's a lot that I never finished. Yeah.
And it's because you need that good TV tracker app that I use.
I keep in touch with RuPaul's Drag Race. It's still what I'm doing. It's fine.
I keep in touch.
I keep in touch. Though I do, I'm just exhausted by it. And plus my group of friends, we don't watch it on Friday. And so I watch it like on Saturday morning. And then somebody else comes over and they're like, we should watch the new episode. And I'm like, okay, I don't mind putting it on. And then like through the week, I've watched it maybe 3 or 4 times. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Maybe that's why I'm having exhaustion.
Sometimes my roommate and I watch it like Saturday when we wake up because our friends just like, we're all like shush during the show and then they still talk and we're like, okay, well
that's why I stopped hosting. I can't do it. I can't have people over because everybody talks and nobody shuts up.
Well, you know, that's classic millennials.
Well, we had it
they
on
ruin
last
everything.
Night. We had it on
they
last
ruin
night.
Everything.
Austin and
they
Nick
can't
have
afford
not.
Houses.
Okay.
They can't afford avocado toast. They put department stores out of business.
Well, what else are they supposed to get up to, those millennials?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what millennials are really up to.
Rimming.
I was going to say frothing at the mouth, but that really goes with what your answer was.
Chomping at the bit.
Chomping at the bits for the new Avril Lavigne-Nicki Minaj collab.
Listen.
Do you like it? Do you hate it?
I was talking to our good friend Amanda today, who you know, but no one else probably does.
Sure, she said our college friend also plays Pokemon Go. That's a bit of context.
Yes, and she said, give me the tea. What do you think? And I said, it feels like a song from 2005.
Mm-hmm.
It feels a little hollaback girl to me.
It is, yeah. It's very... Give me all your love, Madonna. That era. To me.
It's very like cheerleader call response songs. I get very triggered by the use of the phrase cherry bomb because it reminds me of the Alaska versus Katya lip sync for Your Legacy on All Stars 2, and I really hated that song, and I thought, why are we watching this?
Rue really picked some terrible songs. Oops. Let me clarify that there are songs that I do enjoy by Miss RuPaul, but when you dedicate an entire episode to basically being like a listening party for your like 8 songs that came out this year,
listen,
enough is enough.
The only one I didn't like was that one dumb bad one. Oh, Peanut Butter. I was like, oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. The lip sync to Peanut Butter. It was...
Poor Trinity had to deal with that.
It wasn't right. It wasn't okay. Figure it out.
Figure it out.
I give that decision a make it work.
Did you see the Frozen 2 trailer? Do you care?
Yeah, I saw it. I watched it twice because I watched it alone and then Anthony came over and so I had to watch it.
And then a friend came over and
I had to watch him watch it. I liked it. It was very like adventure. It was very, I feel like it's all about autumn. You know how the last one was about winter. Now this one,
shit.
They were all going into the autumn world and there's like leaves and the red leaves, I think. So it really is making it.
Not a harvest moon.
Like in Zelda?
Do you think those little, a blood moon.
A blood
do you
moon?
Think those little, what were those little like rock people? Do you think those people will be back for Frozen 2?
I was just telling Nathan that those rock people ruined Frozen for me.
I follow this hot guy on Instagram who I think played the king of those rock people on Frozen on Broadway.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I'll link you. He's hot. He like posts shirtless pictures and he's like hairy in all the right places.
Okay.
It still doesn't make me like it.
Well,
maybe you'll like it
back
on Broadway, baby.
Baby.
The one takeaway for me about the Frozen 2 trailer was it feels relatively close. I'm just kind of over fucking movies dropping a 20-second trailer and being all July 2021. Like, who fucking cares, Toy Story 4?
Oh, I was going to say Toy Story 4. I am interested in Toy Story 4. I am interested in Frozen 2. But we are getting into the world of Disney's, like, they've got 30 movies a year. Each one is a sequel.
I know. They're the new Marvel.
Well, they own Marvel.
Did you know that? But they're, like, really following that shit.
So they have all of the Marvels. They have all of the Disney remakes, the live
movies
actions.
Are
they have
back.
All of the the Disney sequels. They have. It's just, like, okie dokie. I'm reaching my... Who wants to see another superhero at this movie at this point? Who?
I need to know.
Right.
Unless it's Thor and he's fucking naked, then I don't care.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode of the podcast, and that is Parachute. Now, the Oscars are coming up, so it's kind of the perfect time to catch up on all of the year's great movies that you might have missed. So put on your bathrobe, grab your favorite quilt or throw, and settle in on the couch for an old-fashioned binge session. Not only are Parachute blankets warm and cozy, but also soft enough to dab your eyes when things get a little dramatic. I'm not crying. You are. Parachute creates incredibly comfortable bedding and bath linens designed with a modern, minimalist aesthetic. Every one of their items is made from premium materials and manufactured by world-class artisans to ensure that they are naturally beautiful, luxurious, and cozy. You can visit parachutehome.com/psycho for free shipping and returns on Parachute's premium quality, very comfortable home essentials. Again, it's parachutehome.com/psycho. They offer a 90-day trial, so if you don't love any of your new stuff, just send it right back. Thank you to Parachute for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast. Now back to the gossip. Now, who is Thor, human-wise?
Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth. Can we talk about Chris Pratt?
What about him?
Well, did you see all the drama, the gossip, the juice?
About him going to a church? Does that surprise you?
Well, no. Ellen Page.
Name one church that doesn't hate gay people.
A lot of churches don't hate gay people, and they outwardly express it. The church allegedly that... Chris Pratt goes to. So
I saw
Chris
this.
Pratt,
I did see Ellen Page. She had quite the moment.
Let me explain the situation. Chris Pratt goes to a church. Okay,
that you think church, he does communion?
Oh my God, I don't.
Do you
know.
Think he drinks the blood of Christ?
Well, somebody has to. I used to really, you know me, I had an eating problem, so I used to really scarf down those crackers, despite how terrible they were.
One time, my brother took the communion and then just held it in his mouth. And then when he sat down, he took it back out because he wanted to like inspect it.
No.
Because you never really get to like take a look at
take
it.
Take a gander.
And I remember he like pulled it out to check it out and my dad like yelled at him. And
it's
I
an
thought,
uneventful
okay.
cracker. I've got to say, it's no risk.
Swallow no questions, honey.
That's my life motto. Well, so here's the situation. Chris Pratt goes to a church that is based on Hillsong. Hillsong is a really famous church that Justin Bieber goes to. So, I don't know why this also didn't pop up. But Hillsong, the pastor, his name is Chad. He said in an interview as recent as less than a year ago that they created the church to model after Hillsong. Hillsong is a church that is gay welcoming, but they do not affirm the gay lifestyle. Which, bitch.
Okay, well, that sounds like bullshit to me.
That's very hate the sin, love the sinner, or whatever the hell. Whatever way people want to spin it with their religion, it's either, bitch, are you with us or are you against us?
And so they're not baking a cake for the wedding?
Right. So Ellen Page, who you might know from such films as...
Do you know her? I dare you to name another Ellen Page movie. X-Men doesn't count.
Oh, I was going to say X-Men. Juno, X-Men. What else is she up to? I feel like I've seen her with a notepad and a pen. What?
Gaycation.
That's it.
Emmy nominated Gaycation. I loved Gaycation.
That's not what
if
I was
you haven't
say.
Seen the episodes, you should watch them. Find them online. Google.
Ellen Page called him out for it. Blah 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 blah.
Did he respond? Did his publicist respond?
He did respond. He said that his church is not anti-gay. Blah 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 blah. But there, like I said, there are ways to spin it so you can weasel it out to be like, oh, then we're not anti-gay, but you can still be like, well, gay people are going to hell. So I want to hear...
Can I blow someone in that church?
Well, that is gay affirming. I think that is gay affirming, but not affirming of the gay lifestyle. So, gay welcoming. Do you think Chris Pratt has to explain himself any further than that? What is your emotion about this?
Yeah, I think when I saw it, I was a little like rolled my eyes at it. And I was like, of course, these people are thinking they're going to some like hip church, hip cool church that it all just still hates my existence. So I'm kind of like, be better.
There were churches.
Be best.
There were churches in the 60s or something. The Mormon church, didn't they like not believe black people could get into heaven?
Well, yeah, but they also believed that everyone got their own planet.
Well, yeah. Well, don't get me started.
Well. And that's according to the musical. I know nothing other than
same.
Book of Mormon.
Same. My biggest takeaway from all of this was that when they were describing the church, the example that they use is Hillsong, and Justin Bieber goes to Hillsong, and Hillsong is anti-gay. So I'm like, my big takeaway is why is anybody calling out Justin Bieber? But you know.
Well, let's get it. Let me get on Twitter. I'll come for him like I did Kevin Hart, and I will have my Oscars the way I want them to be.
To me, it's 2019. If your church isn't outwardly not just accepting, but celebrating all people, including gay people, then bitch, you're in the past. Bitch, you're a homophobe. You better fucking wear your homophobia on your fucking sleeve. Don't act like you love the sin or hate the sin. Shut the fuck up with that. Just say out loud you're homophobic. Because we're going to say it. You might as well wear it with pride. Bitch. That's how I feel.
And there you have it.
So, Chris Pratt, if you're listening, since I know you are, you've been demoted 3 spots in my favorite Chris's.
So, wow. So, it goes Pine and then who?
Pine.
Hemsworth.
Hemsworth is always very middle of the road for me for Chris's. What's the other one? Who's the other one?
Oh, wow.
Who's the last Chris?
Pine. Hemsworth.
Chris Kattan is pretty up there with me. Oh no, I feel like Chris Kattan just defended Kevin Hart. Everyone sucks. Everyone's
you
out.
Can't be serious about Chris Kattan. I think you're not thinking of who Chris Kattan is.
Chris Kattan. Chris Kattan. I don't know. I can't confirm. Chris Pratt has moved his way down my favorite list of Chris's. That's all I have to say about that. And Ellen Page has really moved up my way of favorite Ellen's, I gotta say.
Chris Kattan is from fucking Saturday Night Live, and he was a Knight at the Roxbury.
I recently saw Knight at the Roxbury.
He's 5'6".
Okay. Well, the best people are.
He married a woman named Sunshine.
The best people have. Anyway.
So, I mean, this episode's coming out after Valentine's Day, but we're recording it before Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So, should we, like, make a prediction?
What do you have planned? Are you doing anything?
I mean, do you think you'll get that bomb dick on Valentine's Day?
I mean, should I say something right now about that bomb dick?
You already have plans when the clock strikes midnight?
I have to say, the maybe 2 minutes before you were ready to tell me this. 2 minutes before we started this episode, baby.
You got dick down?
So, Valentine's Day.
Sex life.
Yeah, we celebrated... What?
I was going to say, do you think any of our listeners are going to get some, like, sweet loving, some... For Valentine's Day?
I hope there's a listener out there that's getting fucked as they're listening.
I guess.
Hello?
I guess.
How are you? We're just checking in. This is your reminder to take your prep.
I hope, if you listen to this episode, I guess just reply to us on Twitter and just say, I did, if you got that good dick down for Valentine's Day.
And if you're like 13 years old, then just be safe, be responsible, educate yourself, learn about consent, all of these things. I don't want to talk about this with you because it's inappropriate, so... Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Wix.com. With Wix, you can create your own professional website. Just choose a template you love and customize it by adding your own text, images, and videos. With hundreds of intuitive design features, you can tell your story exactly the way you want. Want even more with your website? You can easily start a blog, launch an online store, or create an event. Share everything in a click on social media and drive even more traffic to your site with SEO tools to get found on Google. Wix has all the tools you need to create the exact website you want. You can even create your beautiful website while you listen to Psychobabble. Over 140 million people choose Wix to create their website. Create yours today. Get started today by going to Wix.com. That is Wix.com/Psychobabble. And you're going to get 10% off. You're welcome in advance. Wix.com/Psychobabble for 10% off. Thank you, Wix, for sponsoring the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Speaking of great things that are happening at midnight.
What? Oh, the Katy Perry song.
That Katy Perry and Zed song.
I gotta say, Zed to me is... Listen, like, I feel like people like Zed. What were you about to say?
Well, I was gonna say, well, it's not out, but we've both heard it, so we can talk. And by the time the episode comes out, hopefully the whole world spent the weekend listening to it.
I thought it was good. I liked it a lot. I think Zed is one of my favorite DJs. I recently put on... You know how Spotify, you can go to the artist page and they have a playlist that's like, this is Zed. I put on that recently at the gym. He has made so many songs that I love, but I feel like he's like not been douchey. He's not been annoying. He's never had like a negative moment for me in the news or in anything. And he's cute. And he's like 5'6". I'm like, there's nothing wrong.
Would you give Zed head?
I would love to give Zed head. Zed, hello.
Zed, since you're listening.
I would love to just give Zed a high five, really. I mean, I don't need anything more than that, but I would, but you know.
What about a He's low cute. Five? And then you're all too slow.
I would pound him, you know.
When's the last time you went for a high five down low and you went too slow?
Not recently. Today at Barry's
boot camp. I think we should bring that back.
Today at Barry's boot camp, my friend gave me a low five, but we didn't do too slow.
Too slow?
You know.
Well, you know, there's always next time.
I try to be accommodating to those who might be too slow, so I don't really want to like yank. I don't want to be Daddy Yankee and pull the rug underneath their feet. You know what I'm saying with that low five realness.
Yeah, I think I'm really set up to have quite the weekend because Sarah Bareilles is supposed to have a new single out this weekend too, and I'll be able to pre-order her album.
Howdy do.
Life is good, sis. Shit is coming. Music's coming. 2019.
You know, March 22nd, there's something dropping on March 22nd. What is it? Something's happening on my birthday.
Your 30th birthday?
Yeah, no, but you know how things happen on your birthday and it's like your birthday gift from pop culture? There's something coming out on March 22nd.
I know. Mine's going to be so lit. I've got like good TV coming back around my birthday. The new Maren Morris album. I saw Carly Rae Jepsen has like new music coming in March.
Carly Rae Jepsen just released a new song with Queer Eye for season 3.
Is that out on Spotify or is that just the teaser. I saw it on my Instagram today.
Couldn't tell you. March 22nd, so the movie Us comes out, which I'm very excited to see. The Jordan Peele scary movie, mystery thriller.
So suddenly you're into scary movies?
Well, out of nowhere, there was that trailer for Ma. Did you see it with Octavia Spencer?
You didn't even like The Witch.
Oh, well, I watched The Witch after too big of an edible, and I thought I was going to... I am not even exaggerating with this sentence. Every second of watching The Witch, I thought I was going to pee my couch. I don't know how much of it was because I was, like, too stoned and too scared. It was bad. And you know how the opening of The Witch happens with that witch grinding the little baby's, like, body up with the with the mortar and pestle. Oh, baby, that set me off.
She snatched that baby.
Well, somebody's got to snatch the baby.
If you want to know what movie we're talking about, it's called The Witch. Tyler, for some reason, thinks it's called The Witch.
It's not for some reason. If you look at the cover of the movie, they spell it with two V's. So
a W
don't say anything
is
about
two V's, honey.
Okay. You know what else comes out March 22nd, movie-wise? Superpower Dogs 3D.
Jesus Christ.
Are you
Christ.
Seeing it?
I couldn't care less.
Couldn't care less.
I've been actually... I had this IMDb page open on my computer for 3 weeks waiting to discuss it. And sorry, my mailman just delivered the mail and I was wondering how loud that was.
Will you tell us what came in the mail live on the podcast?
I can actually tell you. Oh, there's more mail.
Wow. What it's could all, it possibly be?
Bitch, it's just dropping. It's all junk mail. All we fucking get is junk mail.
Coupons? Do you keep your coupons?
No.
Neither do I. And
sometimes.
I keep Jersey Mike's coupons because I often go to Jersey Mike's.
We get coupons from pizza places and we do keep those. But I mean, listen, it's 2019. If you're ordering food online and you don't Google like coupon before.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
It's just money down the drain, I guess.
What were you saying IMDb something. About the IMDb?
Oh, you know what movie I saw is coming.
What?
Bitch. Enchanted 2.
No.
We've been waiting, and it's coming.
Oh, my God. I was recently in an elevator with someone, and I can't remember who, but...
was it Amy Adams?
I think it was Amy Adams, and no,
was it Patrick Dempsey? If you were in an elevator with Amy Adams, I swear to God.
No, but I do have a celebrity story I need to tell you. It will blow your mind. No, I was in an elevator with someone.
Are we
going
to get to hear it?
Shut up. I was in an elevator with someone and somebody said, "How do you know?" And I said, "He loves you." And then the person sang the next line and I was like, oh, "Hello." It was a gay person and I just like hummed it. And then like I think I was at the gym and I didn't know this person. And I was like, "Oh my God, hi." I felt very like, "Oh my God, this is like a meet cute." You know, in 500 Days of Summer where she's listening to the Smiths and he's like, "Oh, I love the Smiths," or whatever the hell.
Listen, I have all these meet cutes planned out in my head, but some reason, you know what they say.
Another Valentine's Day alone.
Another St. Patrick's Day alone.
Well, I'm very excited for Enchanted. Let me tell you the celebrity story before I forget about that. So, in my last video, I was doing my my plants in my living room. I did a whole living room makeover of like plants and succulents and things.
I watched, I saw, and I just, all I'm wondering is, where's your Christmas tree going to go?
I know, everyone's been asking. Everyone's
are those
asking.
Called, are those going to be the kissing bushes?
The kissing bushes.
The kissing plants?
Maybe the Christmas tree, I don't know, I'm going to figure that out. Maybe by the doorway.
I mean, listen, only February. You've got time. I mean, it's a long time until the New Year's Eve party and the kissing tree.
Anyway, so I put up the plants, and in the video, I was like, oh, you know who I feel like right now? Jesse Metcalf in Desperate Housewives, the gardener, the hot gardener, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I feel like I had still watched up until that point.
My friend Indar was like, who? And I'm like, okay, we get it. Everyone's young, and they've never seen Desperate Housewives, and they never thirsted over Jesse Metcalf and didn't watch John Tucker Must Die. So I put the video up yesterday. Today, I went to Barry's boot camp, and there's like 15 people in the class. One of them is me. One of them is Jesse Metcalf. Can you believe? Is that not the weirdest thing? I've never seen him in my life in person. And then, like, out of the blue, both of us work out together in the same class. What?
Did you sing Enchanted with him?
I said, how do you know? No, I didn't. I didn't even say hi. I was just bewildered and aghast.
Befiddled, befuddled, and befuddled.
I was all of that, you know. And Jesse Tyler Ferguson was also in the class. So I thought, oh my God, Jesse and Jesse. We were only missing my favorite Jesse.
Jesse Spano.
No. No.
I just realized because I'm still looking at the pile of my mail laying on the floor. My like Quip replacement brushes came, and Quip actually is a sponsor for this episode.
So I was like, I don't think we have never had such a seamless transition.
We've never had such a seamless transition.
You guys, before we talk about anything else, we need to thank our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quip. One of the most important things we do for our health every single day is brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers, and it's designed to make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and enjoyable. What I love most about Quip is that they are gentle enough on your sensitive gums. Sometimes people brush way too hard, and some electric toothbrushes are just too abrasive. Plus, they have a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides. I get like lost daydreaming while I'm brushing my teeth, so that's a great reminder so that I get a clean, even, full brush every single time. And I would say my favorite thing about Quip is that brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. 3 out of 4 of us use bristles that are old, worn out, or ineffective, so that constant refreshing of the bristles is great for your beautiful little pearly whites. Now, all of that is why I love Quip, but you don't have to take my word for it. They're also backed by over 20,000 dental professionals, and Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/psycho, you're going to get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That is your first refill pack free at getquip.com/psycho. Thank you so much to Quip for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble, and Corey clearly is all about you. He's getting it live on the podcast in his mail. So again, thank you, Quip. We love you. Now back to the gossip. Okay, so we also should probably talk about the Grammys. Did you watch? Did you like it? How did you feel about Miss Alicia Keys?
Bitch, of course. I watched. I took an edible.
God! Actually, I do know that you watched because you were tweeting up a storm. You were live tweeting it.
I know. And listen, and then I had to spend the next day like muting Alicia Keys fans in my timeline. And I thought, just because I think she's a little boring as a host doesn't mean I dislike her. I feel like unless you eat up something that everything that everybody's doing, people think you're a hater. And I'm like, listen, I would have just rather seen Drake's entire speech than Alicia Keys, like, doing a boot-a-bop, zip-a-da-bop, Zatarans.
I'm not the biggest Alicia Keys fan. I think she's fine. I just, like, when they said she has 15 Grammys, I was kind of like, huh? I mean, I think she's an artist. I think she's talented. I think, you know, all these things. I think she's actually really likable and charming and sweet. I've never really gotten that, like, wow, I'm an Alicia Keys stan. And I think part of that is because radio just really nailed down what's that one song of hers, and I was just like, okay,
if I ain't got you, babe, or whatever.
No, what's that Alicia Keys song?
New York,
and then the other one. I don't know. It was just radio.
It's like
Fallen.
No one, and Fallen.
She actually has a lot of, like, yeah, a lot of songs. But, yeah, it was, the radio kind of killed it for me in the same way a lot of people are like, Vanjie, well, that wasn't her fault. It was just overplayed. So I have to remind myself that that's how I feel about Alicia Keys. Anyway, I thought she was actually a really charming, good host. What I think they should have done is done maybe 2 less tributes. It's like, Jesus Christ. It was like 4 or 5 tributes or something throughout the night. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I didn't mind the J-Lo tribute. I get what people were saying about, like, since it was a Motown tribute, like, the really, like, no black women were available to do, like, a Motown tribute. I was fine with the performance. I think I've come to, like, be used to what a Jennifer Lopez performance is. She definitely was not singing live, which I thought was apparent. But it was still a fun performance for me.
Well, I was okay with it. I thought it was J-Lo, so I enjoyed the entertainment value of it. I think she's an incredible entertainer. Yeah. Are you happy with album of the year, Kacey Musgraves?
Oh yeah, I like cried when she did her speech, and I didn't think I was gonna cry, and I kind of was like proud of her, and she just was like genuinely shocked, and it seemed very real, and I know she was kind of overwhelmed by the moment, but I think it was very well deserved. I think she did a great album. I think she really tries to do a lot as a female country artist, and I feel like she doesn't get a lot of support from country radio because it is so male like dominated. So I was here for every moment of Casey like soaking up the Grammys.
Do you think a lot of people say that she doesn't get support from country radio because she's so liberal or left leaning with her stances on like gay marriage and things like that? Is that true, or what's your take?
I mean, I would kind of think that personally. I mean, I saw a really interesting video. I think it was with Maren Morris, kind of discussing the same thing, because I think Maren tries to push some of those similar boundaries that Casey pushes. And it is kind of weird because they both are very like soulful singers. And I think they both do try to like tie back to like earlier days of country music. So I just don't understand why neither of them are supported in the way that I think they should be. But yeah, it is interesting. I read so much about how, I mean, you can just look at the numbers, even on like Spotify. If you go to their like hot country playlist on Spotify, there's like at any given time, there's maybe 3 women out of like 50 artists really? That are listed on it. It's just always, yeah. And it's the same names, which the women who are doing well and who do get country radio play are the like household names like Carrie and Miranda, people like that. So it's just weird to me. I don't understand why they don't. I feel like they support so many like up and coming country singer guys, but I just don't understand why they don't do it with the women.
Well, I cannot.
And that's
tell
my
you.
Dive into country music, which I love.
Well, before we leave country music, I do want to say Dolly Parton is everything. I love Dolly Parton. I love everything about the tribute. I love, you know. Just, I love.
I did too. I was actually very happy with the majority of the performances from the entire night. Like, I get some of those rock performances aren't always going to be for me, but I get it. They want to showcase all the genres of music on music's biggest night. I was, of course, here for the Casey Katie duet. They did that same song on like an MTV Crossroads, I think back in 2013 or 14. And I loved it. And everyone was like, dragging Katie. And I'm like, I get it. It's popular to just be mean to her, whatever.
A lot of people have been pulling the, who still doesn't have a Grammy, that type of stuff. I'm like, yes, I probably made the same joke 7 years ago. But like, what level of Twitter humor is that expired?
Somebody on my timeline tweeted it, and then I said my tweet, literally being like, mentioning the fact that Katy Perry doesn't have a Grammy is literally the lowest hanging fruit. And then like he literally deleted the tweet.
Well, there you have it.
Because it's somebody that follows me also. But I was just like, I really spent a lot of time thinking of like how I'm gonna have to defend Katy on Grammys night. But it's just like, to me, it's like I would say. It's like if you had one musician who was nominated one time and won the Grammy the one time they were nominated versus somebody who was nominated 20 times and never won a Grammy, who would you say was the better musician? Like, it's just weird because I don't think people conceptualize the idea of having a Grammy in an instance like that.
A lot of people don't have Grammys. Bjork doesn't have a Grammy. Bob Marley doesn't have a Grammy.
Not you starting with Bjork.
I'm going through a list right now. Guns N' Roses. A lot of people that you would imagine are icons in some way. Jimi Hendrix never got a Grammy. Journey never got a Grammy. Katy Perry, Kid Rock. Kid Rock. Kiss never got a Grammy. Who else? Nicki Minaj. We do know that.
Yeah. Somebody was asking because since Ariana Grande won for Sweetener, they were asking if Nicki got a Grammy because she's featured on the one song. And I read an article, but it was from like 2000, and it said technically yes, but then somebody replied to me and said only if they worked on a third of the album or something. So maybe Nicki doesn't. I mean, Nicki's Wikipedia page says she got a Grammy, but I don't know. You know, anyone can do anything on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I mean, awards like these are very... You have to appeal to a certain audience. You have to really campaign for the songs, for the music. You have to do a lot of schmoozing with Grammy voters, all of these things. Right. It's like, and then if you're up against a song that's going to sweep anyway, it's like, just because you deserve it does not mean that you're going to get it.
if you released your album the year Adele dropped an album, then you're fucked. Like,
right.
What can you do?
I was, of course, very happy with Lady Gaga coming and making her list of Grammys up to 9 at this point. I was very happy. Very, very yeah. happy. I was happy that Joanne got something. I was happy that Shallow got something. I was appalled to look up the stats and know that Born This Way and Art Pop both got no Grammys. So it's kind of like you win some, you lose some. Maybe those yeah, words.
I mean, listen, you're telling me Sarah doesn't have any Grammys, Katie doesn't have any Grammys.
And that's the that on that.
And I don't have any Grammys.
Well, you got your Grammy. Me.
I sure do. I still have 2 Grammys.
Well.
But wow, shit, we just ran right out of time.
Okay. Okay, well, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me online at Corey Cool, KoreyKuhl.
And I am Tyler Oakley, TYLER OAKLEY. Jesus. Yeah. Corey, I hope you have a good Valentine's Day. What are you going to do tomorrow?
Well, me and all the girls are going out to a little bar called High Tops. I mean, you've probably never heard of it.
Been there.
I'm probably going to wear a red shirt, you know.
So you're going to have like a Galentine's Day.
Well, listen, I got one of those X-Raid passes for Pokemon Go, so I'm going to catch my Deoxys at like 6 p.m. sharp, and then I'm going to walk over to High Tops, and then, yeah, we're going to paint the town red for Valentine's Day.
I love that. Anthony and I are staying in. We're going to cook, I think we're going to make chicken cordon bleu.
Listen, what? Chicken cordon bleu.
Doesn't that sound kind of good?
That's never for me.
I mean, it's not kosher. You're not supposed to mix meats, but it is what it is. And then we each have a stuffed mushroom recipe that we're going to bring to the table.
A stuffed mushroom off?
When will your fave?
You're making the good, smart decision because to go out to eat on Valentine's Day, I think is a terrible idea.
We were talking about it. He had made a reservation and I was like, doesn't that just seem like a big to-do and everyone's going to be out and it's going to be a long wait. And
there's going to be women selling roses and they're all going to be like, ugh.
Yeah, no, I was like, let's just cook and be in our cook pants.
Put that meat in the meat and then put his meat in your meat and turn yourself into a chicken cordon bleu, honey.
Okay, designers.
Okay, we gotta go.
Bye.
Bye.